Hello?
Lance Corporal DeBlone?
Yes.
Hi, Dan Linehan of the Mankato Free Press.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, thanks for calling me this morning.
Yep.
So, I hear that you're from the Mankato area?
Yes, I actually live in Mankato.
Okay, you live in Mankato, okay. Well, I don't know too much about the War Games or about that side of it, but could you tell me a little bit about yourself? Did you grow up in Mankato, or?
Yes, I grew up in Mankato. I graduated Mankato West in 2007.
Okay.
And 3 days after I graduated high school, I joined the Marine Corps.
Okay. Mankato West, you said, in 2007?
Yes.
And so, was this something you'd been planning for a long time?
I'm sorry?
Had you been planning to join the Marines for a long time when you were growing up?
Yes, since I was a kid.
What made you want to do it?
I wanted to join the military regardless, but the Marines were the hardest and the most together. They're more like a family and more or less just a job. So.
Okay. So the Marines seemed the hardest to join.
Yep.
The most demanding on you.
Yep.
Okay. And so in 07, and you listed then, what happened? Did you get training then, or what's happened?
Yes, I went to boot camp on June 11th, 2007, and graduated in the beginning of September. And then I went home for 14 days, and then I went back to San Diego for a month for Marine Corps combat training.
Okay.
And I was there for about a month, and then I went to Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, to do my specific job training.
Okay. And what did that entail?
I was a motor T mechanic, so it entailed learning on the different types of vehicles that I've been working on throughout my career in the Marine Corps.
Okay. All right. And how long did that take?
That took about 6 months.
Okay. Okay. So that's kind of vehicle mechanics, so working on various types of vehicles then, or other kinds of
yes.
machines as well?
Nope, just vehicles.
Okay. Okay. So were you deployed any time then in the next couple of years?
I deployed to Iraq in January of 2008.
Okay.
I'm sorry, 2009. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. And so what did you do there? I assume you worked as a mechanic then as well in that unit?
I was actually security
okay.
for all the convoys that were leaving the base, going outside and doing missions.
Okay. So what was kind of a typical mission, a typical day for you there?
Waking up at 05, having a combat or a convoy brief, hitting the road at about 07. And not getting back until maybe, I'd say about 1900 at night. So
that's, you're talking about at least, 7 to 7 at least. So, a 12-hour day at least, and probably more like 13 or 14 or 15.
Yeah, at least 14. I'd say probably average about 14 or 15 hours a day.
Okay, wow. And so, how long did you do that? What was that like?
It was very tiring, but yeah. my body got used to it. So, it was tough at first, but once your body got used to it, it was like second nature. So.
Okay. So, how long did you spend in Iraq?
I was there 9 months.
Okay. And so, you came back then in the fall of 2009?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, and then do you get kind of stationed back at a Marine Corps base then, or what happens? What happens?
Yes. Well, when I was in Iraq, I got blown up on July 15th.
Oh.
And they put me on base watch, so I didn't really leave the wire or anything like that.
Uh-huh.
But when I got back, that's when I started getting treatment.
Uh-huh.
For like for my traumatic brain injury and my severe PTSD.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. So.
And you mentioned so was this one of those convoys that was it an
yes.
IED that exploded?
Yes, I got hit with an IED. It was a 105 Mike 105 millimeter.
You said, oh, that's just a mic. Mic is just a millimeter.
Yeah.
Okay. So, were you kind of in a convoy when this happened, or?
Yes, I was in a convoy when this happened. I was in my truck when this happened. So.
Uh huh.
I only got a traumatic brain injury and severe PTSD from it. So.
Mhm. Mhm. So it probably happened pretty instantly.
Oh yeah.
And that was in, you said July of, that would have been 2009, the summer?
Yeah, July 15th, 2009.
Okay. And I imagine the recovery for that has taken a long time.
I'm still going through
yeah.
recovery right now, and it's been like three, four years now.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Sure. So where are you stationed now?
I'm actually retired.
Okay.
I live and work out of Mankato, Minnesota.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. So,
yeah.
Are you calling me from Mankato this morning?
No, I'm actually in Colorado.
Oh, you're in Colorado for the Warrior Games. Okay.
Yes.
When do those start?
They start Sunday.
They start Sunday. Okay. Okay. So, is this your first year participating in those?
No, I was here in 2011 as well.
Here in 11 as well. Okay. So, what did you compete? What are you competing in this year?
Shot put, discus, standing, and seated volleyball.
Discus. So shot those three events. The discus is. So there are discus standing and discus sitting variations.
Yeah, there's different variations of it.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay, and seated volleyball. Okay, so
yeah.
What made you want to do it? Have you always been kind of athletic?
I've always lived my life by sports, so
mm-hmm,
I mean,
mm-hmm.
It was a no-brainer when I got the opportunity to come here.
Mm-hmm. And in 11, did you compete in similar events?
I competed in shot put and discus standing.
Okay. So what's it like for someone who from Mankato? How would you describe the event?
The best way I could describe it is kind of like a mini Olympics for wounded warriors.
Okay, okay.
From all branches, the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, and Special Forces.
Okay. So, what's the atmosphere like? I imagine the competition is heartfelt and real, but there's still a sense of,
Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah.
The atmosphere is, everybody's here for the same reason, it's kind of like the final touches on your recovery,
mm-hmm.
So it's kind of showing off what you've gone through, what you can do, and how far you've come since the last time you were here.
Okay.
So.
And for you, coming back 2 years after the first time, what are you feeling this week and on up to it? Is it kind of a reminder for you how you've advanced?
Yeah, it's a reminder of where I was 2 years ago and how much I've improved since then.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good feeling.
Mm-hmm. So if you're willing to talk about it a little bit, you said you had a brain injury in the IED. What kind of hardships did that impose?
Severe memory loss, speech,
mm-hmm.
basic motor skills. And stuff like that.
Just okay.
Real basic stuff that was just lost and I had to regain.
And so for someone who isn't familiar with the recovery process for that, what is it like? I mean, people, they can intuitively understand that, you know, a leg injury would involve, you know, physical therapy, but what's it like to recover from a brain injury like that? What do you do in that kind of thing?
It's pretty painful and frustrating because there's a lot of migraines involved. And it's very frustrating because, you know that there's stuff that you used to be able to do, but now you're having trouble doing. So certain things, like even getting dressed in the morning, it takes a good half hour to an hour longer just to figure out what you need to get dressed.
And is that because the memory, and it's kind of, is it easy to forget kind of what you were doing at any given moment?
It's the memory, and it's the recognition of what you need. Like, okay, well, I need two of these socks, one of these shirts, you know.
That kind of, even that kind of decision-making is kind of slowed down.
Yes,
every decision is slow.
Yeah, very, very much.
So, is it tough to kind of to walk around, and is that kind of injury readily apparent to folks? If you run into somebody,
really.
Yeah, is that kind of frustrating that people can't know that how you got that injury or what it does to you?
Yeah. People, if you're missing a leg, people can see that you're missing a leg. But if you have a brain injury, nobody really knows you have a brain injury until you tell them that you have a brain injury. So, that's pretty difficult.
Yeah, how has that been tough? Is it people treating you rudely or dismissively?
It was tough at first, but then I don't want to say got used to it, but I kind of accepted it. And took the best from what I could, and just kept on moving.
And talking to you now, obviously, I would never guess that you had a speech impairment. So is that something that you've been working on too? Is language and?
I work on that pretty much every day.
Yeah. So if someone met you kind of at the mall, what could they tell that you had a traumatic brain injury now?
Right now, probably not.
Because
all my symptoms have, I really worked on them, so they've really diminished. So.
Okay. So what are you working on going forward? So what are you still kind of dealing with the legacy of the injury?
Memory loss. For one, and migraines are my major steps right now.
Okay. And how long have you been back in Mankato?
I got back November of last year.
Okay. So, aside from briefer trips home, was this the first kind of long-term stay you had since deploying in 2007?
Yes.
And what was that back like, coming back to Mankato and seeing your old friends and family?
It's a completely different lifestyle than I'm used to. Like, for the past 5 years, I've been used to nothing but Marine Corps telling me what to do, where to go. And then when I get home, it's the exact opposite. I'm free to do whatever I want. So it's taken a little getting used to it, but I'm starting to get the hang of it. So.
I can imagine that'd be difficult.
Yeah.
to put it lightly, you said it's taking a little getting used to.
Yeah.
Are you kind of trying to figure out how to fill your own hours then?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what I can do. I try and avoid certain situations because, I'm still really anxious around a lot of people. So, I don't go to the mall or I don't go to Walmart during the day. times.
Mm, so. So, I guess if you could tell something to the people here, anything to, I don't know, make it a little easier, making getting around a little easier, what would it be if you could, you know, tell people?
I would tell people that you can't judge a book by its cover because you don't know what that person's been through. So.
Okay. And the war games you said start Sunday.
Yes.
And when do they end?
Saturday.
Okay, so it's a week long event. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And are you going to be staying for the whole event then?
Yes.
Okay. And is there any particular event you're looking forward to most?
Probably standing shot put and discus because I'm looking forward to beating my marks of 2011. So.
Okay. Is this something that you did when were you in track and field when you were in high school? When you were in high school, did you kind of were you in track and field and shot put?
Yes, I was.
Okay. 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 So I think that I assume that they had your name spelled right. Is it Lance Corporal Joshua Joshua? And I probably mispronounced your last name. How do you pronounce it?
Jablon.
Jablon. Okay. Jablon.
Yes.
All right. And I was talking to someone who's working for the military. He said he might have a photograph of you. Is this something, has he mentioned it to you?
No, I haven't been mentioned about a photograph.
Okay. Do you have a photograph of you? Anyone that you'd prefer to send?
I can send you one, yeah.
Okay, that'd be helpful. I could get your email address, maybe, and send you a note, and you could reply back. Would that work?
Yeah, that would work.
Sure, what's your address?
It's Joshua.
Okay.
Dot. Jablon, J-A-B-L-O-N.
Okay.
At gmail.com.
Gmail.com, okay. All right, I'll send you a note, and if you have some time to reply back with any kind of photo, that'd be great.
Okay.
All right.
I can do that.
Great. Anything else you want to add or emphasize? I didn't ask, or...
No, it sounds pretty good. Do you know when this will be in the paper? My mom pick up a copy or something?
Yeah, I don't know exactly now, but I will send you an email when I do.
Okay. Okay.
Yep. Thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.